This is a rebroadcast of Migrant Matters. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
This past Monday, there was a vigil held on campus for the migrant workers who were killed in a vehicle collision in Hampstead, Ontario, on Monday, February the 6th. I spoke to four individuals who spoke at the event about their work with migrant issues and as well what they identified as migrant issues in their speeches. Versa Puerza is the group who organized the event. I spoke to two of the organizers as well. The group is a grassroots group of community members in Guelph dedicated to exposing the injustices faced by migrant workers, racialized working class immigrants, and no status people.
My name is Pablo Godoy. I work for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. We operate 10 centers across Canada, which are migrant worker support centers. My role at UFCW is to broaden awareness in communities, at universities, colleges, and community centers. Anybody that will listen to us about the issue, opportunity to work at UFCW, however, has broadened my interest, because on a daily basis we encounter story after story about exploitative bosses, of horrendous working conditions, of very poor treatment in the workplace and in communities where workers confront racist I'd say situations or circumstances. And so at the centers, we've actually been able to document a lot of the untold stories, really. And that's for sure tied me closer to the issue. Monday, with what happened, after years and years of UFCW doing work, people like Carrie Previsch publishing work and doing so much research and advocacy about the issues of migrant workers, until Monday, there was really not many media outlets or people in general asking questions about migrant workers. After Monday, it seems like migrant workers is the issue that people want to know about. And so for us, it's an opportunity to shed light on the fact that death will only continue to happen until we actually do something to help migrant workers, because the circumstances that they've faced in this case, much like many other cases, lead you to believe that it's only a matter of time before you have more workplace accidents and accidents like these.
Well, my name is Carrie Priebisch, and I'm an associate professor in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology. And I've been doing work on temporary labor migration to Canada since probably around 1997, and more seriously since 2001. So just over a decade of research into temporary labor migration to Canada, specifically into agriculture and food industries. In 2007, I was launching a research project in British Columbia, in the Fraser Valley, and that was when the three women farm workers were killed on the number one highway linking the Fraser Valley to Vancouver. And that was a terrible tragedy in which 19 people were in a 15-seater passenger van, many of them not wearing seat belts, and that resulted in three deaths and other serious injuries. And it seems that even though it was 5 years ago, that it was just yesterday, and now again we are facing 11 deaths in a 15-seater passenger van. We need to bring this issue up to on the top of the agenda now. We have to shed a lot more light on this. We need to ask questions like, who did the van belong to? Did it belong to a labor contractor? Did it belong to the owner of that farm? Why was the person driving that van not properly licensed? And more importantly, I think we need to ask is, why do we have people being transported in 15-seater passenger vans and even more dangerous situations?
So my name is Eduardo Huesca, and I'm a grad student here at the University of Guelph. And I've also done work on here on campus in the Guelph community with an organization called Fuerza Puerza. And we've also worked with Justicia for Migrant Workers, a Toronto-based organization, and also Migrante. Me and my group member, Mary Carl, we organized and helped organize this vigil, because we thought it was really, I needed to kind of have a place here on Guelph, and there's also another vigil happening downtown Guelph as well. We've been doing work around Guelph for quite some time, both with the caregiver community that Mary has worked quite closely with, and also working to connect with other groups doing work in rural towns where migrant farm workers are laboring. So for us, it was kind of important, because we've been in this, working with this issue to kind of have something here. And increasingly, a lot of students from the University of Guelph have worked as volunteers, translators, done community work with migrant farm worker communities in different areas, including Simcoe, Ontario, Bradford, Ontario, and so definitely this issue has kind of foundation in the community of Guelph, and there's increasingly more people who, you know, are working academically at the university around this issue and connecting to the issue that way. So it was really important for us to bring some of those people together, and also a wider kind of members of the community, to really recognize this tragedy and kind of pay our respects.
I'm Mary Carl Giao. I work with Fuerza Puerza, a community group in Guelph. Fuerza means strength in Filipino and Spanish. Spanish is Fuerza. So Fuerza is the Spanish and Tagalog Puerza. And we chose that because historically in our group, we've been working with a lot of Spanish-speaking and Filipino-speaking people who work under migrant worker programs in Canada. And so there are various streams of migrant worker programs in Canada. It's also called the Temporary Foreign Worker Program. And that includes the Living Caregiver Program, the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, the Low-Skilled Workers Program, supposedly for people who qualify for so-called low-skilled occupations. There's a program for exotic dancers, there's a program for academics, and there's a stream for people who qualify for so-called high-skilled occupations. So that's all under the Temporary Foreign Worker Program in Canada.
We had a vigil on campus at 4:30. It was about half an hour. And then we're having another one at 7 downtown at the downtown square.
I saw that you were...
There was 28 people. So there was 28 students. Oh, yes. We distributed candles. We had candles lit. We had a moment of silence, like a minute. Before that, we had 4 people speak about the importance of having this vigil. I was speaking particularly on the importance of humanizing and showing solidarity with humanizing these people who work under migrant worker programs, because migrants are often dehumanized by the way of exploitation, abuse in our communities. On an interpersonal, local, global level, a lot of people, especially in first world nations who have a lot of power, there's a lot of discourse on blaming migrants about, you know, hunger crisis, water crisis, disease, poverty, food shortages, pollution, and, you know, climate change. And most of these people are very disempowered and can't stick up for themselves. So it's really important for people who have privilege of being citizens of first world nations to be part of normalizing, humanizing them. And that's why we pay respect. Like, we don't know these people, but it's important to humanize them by respecting their lives. And that's what the vigil is, honoring them as people. These workers who died, 9 of them were Peruvian, and they, like most people who enter migrant worker programs in Canada, are from the poorest regions of the place that they came from. So that's likely where they came from.
Communities in the global south.
And they're often people of color or people who are indigenous people to their homeland. So that's why it's important to humanize the people who are most neglected and directly affected by repressive policies of first world countries and the repressive policies of global institutions, for example, the International Monetary Fund, that first world countries have control of. Yes, and also just like, for example, in Canada, we have, it's just like all over the world, these people enter these migrant worker programs, and Canada is decreasing the amount of people who enter Canada through permanent or, and not enabling them to enter as citizens or permanent residents. So entering through migrant worker programs means that not all their rights are respected. The creation and existence of migrant worker programs prioritize and ensure that government economy can profit off of the overworked, poorly paid labor of migrants who are, as I say, are among the most poorest people from throughout the world. So migrant worker programs are central to dominant culture globally, where profit is valued over over people, so the healthy relations that we have with all people, right? If we think of the world as a global community, yes, and in Canada, you know, like with that status of a migrant worker, you have little to no access to the support services, like social services, including in life-threatening situations, as being, you know, injured and or killed at the workplace. Like the families don't have the support that they need.
And thank you to Alicia and Andrea for pulling together all of those interviews from the Migrant Workers Memorial, which happened on Monday afternoon. There was also a memorial downtown, but we were unfortunately not able to make it there. But we do hope to continue following the story as it develops. We've been told by the media that the workers who are injured and who are hopefully surviving will probably be deported. Yeah, terrible news.
The most depressing news possible.